Have you ever wondered why people kiss? Now, in some sense, we know the reason. But if you'll think about it for a moment from a purely natural perspective, it's a weird thing to do, right? Your mouth has to be one of the dirtiest parts of your body. And you're taking a real risk that what if the other person's breath smells? Or what if yours does, right? There's a lot that could go wrong in this situation, and yet people seem to do it. The truth is, in the ancient mind, and I think deep down within our own minds, the breath, the air that we breathe, it's more than breath. It's actually our life. We see it as being like our spirit, our soul. And so that act of kissing is a true act of vulnerability. It's getting your breath very close to another person and taking that risk that they won't suck it all out of you, that they won't steal your life in that moment. That's what you're really doing. You're saying to this person, I trust you enough that you will not steal my life, but that you will care for me. And we have to have that in the back of our minds when we hear this gospel, John's Pentecost, because that's what Jesus is doing when he breathes out his spirit on his disciples. He's breathing out his very life, his essence, onto his disciples, and he's taking the risk that they will use it well, that they will not misuse the great gift that he's given them. And he's taken that same risk on all of us. That's what we celebrate on the Feast of Pentecost. Jesus could save us all by himself. He did. His death, his resurrection, all of those things, we had nothing to do with that. But he wanted more. He wanted us to participate in one another's salvation. He wanted us to participate in the transformation of this world, of making it into the kingdom of God. And so he breathes out his spirit upon us and takes the risk that we might misuse it. Now, the great gift that we've been given, we're intended to actually go out and use, whether we're going to work, going home to raise our families, or whatever it is we do in the day. We're supposed to do all of these things empowered by God's Spirit, to recognize that he is always with us, that he's giving us the grace that we need to truly transform every situation we find ourselves in, to truly be instruments of mercy, of reconciliation, of peace, to bring all that Christ has given us to every single person we meet in the world. There is a true Christian way to go to work and do our jobs. There is a Christian way to raise children. There's a Christian way to go to school. And all of these things are to be done with the Spirit that God has given us. He has entrusted us with his very life and asked us to spread it to all peoples. That's why the final words of the Mass are always, go. Go out. Take what you have received here and carry it to everyone that you meet. Take the great gift of Pentecost and give it to every person so that we may live in a transformed world, a world modeled after Christ himself, so that we can truly live in the kingdom of God.